Welcome to Last Two Pages, a podcast where two best friends who love to read just can't keep it to themselves. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Megan. And on this episode, we will be talking about our reading habits and hot takes. Are you feeling hot?
And heavy.
Slight.
Welcome back, everyone.
That's fantastic. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very appreciative for everyone that has tuned in thus far.
Blessed and highly favored.
Oh, stay blessed. And it's a good day. How have you been?
Good. Not much to say. Good. Just busy. You know how it is. I don't know. I feel like work's taking up a bunch of my time lately, and that's always fun. No, it's fine.
Hashtag corporate girly.
Corporate America is great.
Tune in to the Add the Blonde Registry's Instagram stories for her corporate outfits.
Yup. You want to see what I wear in the office.
And the ridiculously high heels that she wears.
I do. It is, you know, well, it's like, if I'm going to go into the office, I'm going to stunt.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do? Be mediocre in the office? I'm going to be the girl that everyone's like, well, she kind of flops every time she comes in. Absolutely not. I'm going to show up, be 110% stylish and sexy every day. But corporately.
That's how you kind of were in high school, too.
I was very much like that in high school.
And call it. You have always showed up. Good job.
And I continue to show up.
I have never really shown up anywhere.
You look so cute today, though.
Thank you.
You are wearing my clothes, but
all of the bookish merch I ever wear are just from Megan's closet.
Did you see my pins today?
Oh, no.
Aren't they cute?
Bible file. It says bibliophile.
Just let it go.
And unfit for anything with a cat rolling around. That, yeah. Okay.
The mood on this wonderful
That's
Tuesday.
That's actually. Yeah. Yep. Wonderful.
Splendid. So this episode today, we're going to kind of talk about our reading habits, and our hot takes, obviously. So when I read, I kind of have like a very specific way of reading, especially if I'm reading physical books.
Oh.
Audiobooks, I can do whatever. Grocery shop, walk around the house cleaning, can kind of do whatever. But very specifically when I'm audiobooking, I need to have that bad boy sped up. My brain is like going everywhere. Like I can't focus if the words are too slow.
Yeah, that's what I struggle with.
I notice that when I talk to a lot of people about audiobooking, that's what they struggle with. My like reading speed is like 1.75. So.
Oh, that's not too absurd.
It's not crazy fast, but it's enough where like my brain, it doesn't give my brain enough time to like think of anything else.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can only really audiobook in the car.
Oh. I mean, audiobooking in the car is elite because you can just like
disassociate
as
you drive.
Yeah, black out and look
at so it's so safe. Brain. But it there's something in it that you just driving feels like a real journey, an adventure through space and time.
I love the way you look at the world. It's beautiful.
Wow, that's beautiful, Katie.
I'm trying to think. Teresa and I have almost gotten into several accidents in the car.
Because of you?
No.
You were driving most of those times.
The worst time we almost got into an accident with each other was on the way back from school on a snowy Minnesota evening.
That was on
evening.
The way to school.
Yes.
And God bless my mother. God bless her, because I was going to take our family's like car back up. And then she's like, no, you should take the Suburban. And I took the Suburban. And
smart.
We were on this 4-lane highway with like a 50-foot grass median. And these other car from going the opposite direction spun out. And the angle it was coming at us, it looked like if it was icy enough in that median, it could have came right at us.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I just like reactively like tapped on the brakes. And then I immediately hit ice. And then I fishtailed. And then the car behind me thankfully sped way up and I was fishtailing, and then I like Tokyo drifted on the side, and then we like whipped around and like landed in the median, and I immediately went, did I just pee my pants?
In the middle of us flipping around into like these donuts, Teresa had a bang at 8 p.m. and it like splashed over onto her, and I grabbed it, and that's, I was just like sitting there trying like to keep like, Teresa calm.
I was like, did I just piss my pants? And you're like, no, it's just bang. And
it's,
I was like,
unicorn flavored bang.
What?
Delicious.
Oh, and then we proceeded to cry for the rest of the drive back, mm-hmm. if we would have died, and went through all the scenarios of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we survived.
We survived. We survived.
But every other time we've almost crashed was Megan's fault.
I'm a great driver. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
But that's never been because of audiobooks. That's just been because of the... I'm a great driver. I'm a good driver. Mm-hmm. I'm cool under pressure. I locked in.
You did. I felt safe and in your hands.
Four-wheel drive right out of that foot of snow.
We did. That was great. Okay, you can't really audiobook. What is your favorite like platform to do it on then? Like, are you an ebook person, paperback, hardback?
When I got a Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my Kindle. I'm showing it if you only listening. I loved it. She has
some pretty stickers on
it. I do have some fun stickers on it. My favorite quote is, "The person, be it gentleman or lady, who has not pleasure in a good novel must be intolerably stupid." Word.
That's real.
I love Kindle or physical. Physical, you can't beat it.
Mm-hmm.
You really, the smell of it, mm-hmm. the texture of it, and like you get to see how much you've completed. That's the one thing with Kindle that I found is the downfall, is that you don't really know how much you've read. You can look at the percentage, but it's like, what's that really tell you? Mm-hmm. But I love Kindle reading at nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is its own light.
It's glowing, yeah.
And so it's amazing nighttime, but during the day, I love a physical book.
Mm, got it. That makes sense. Hardcover or paperback?
I prefer hardcover for my shelves, but paperback for my hands.
Understandable.
So I'll always go hardcover because I think they're prettier.
Yeah, that's but fair. They're prettier editions.
And the big ones, they just kind of get heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But either. Honestly, I don't really discriminate.
Hmm.
A book is a book. God bless it. But you... Yeah, you're mostly audiobook. Well, you have been last year. And like,
yeah, I think I'm just really busy. And for me to like, it's not all about reaching or reading goals, but I think for me to focus on a book and like take time and like make it feel like I'm reading for myself.
Yeah.
Audiobooking's better for me.
Okay, that's true.
But if I am going to read, I've found it's really hard to read on my Kindle unless I'm traveling.
Really?
I have a really hard time with it.
Kindles
just because my brain kind of like glazes over.
Amazing for traveling.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's something like that. And then for physical books, I do love a good hardcover, but I think that's just because I really like special editions.
Mm.
As much as I hate the economics of special editions, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
But I think...
They're so
it
pretty.
Depends on the book. Like I have a few, like I have a hardcover and a paperback version of some books, and I find myself gravitating towards the hardcover over the paperback to read
if okay
I'll open it up, mostly because of its I'm it's rough
sturdier
on my books.
Yeah, it's sturdier.
You seen my copy of These Broken Stars?
Yeah,
like that thing has tape on the spine and there's like
it's shredded.
Stains. Yeah. And I'm like, that thing would never have survived. I don't know where the dust cover is for that. So.
And Kindles with traveling. Well, when I went on a backpacking trip 2 summers ago, I didn't have my Kindle yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Europe. And I just had my new iPhone 13 mini.
Mm.
And I just used the Kindle app on there. I read 11 books in 3 weeks.
That's incredible. Just on your phone?
Oh, I did buy the physical copy of The Cruel Prince by Holly Black in Sweden.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So I love that copy because it's a fun little, it's a great souvenir.
Mm-hmm.
And I read it there. But then, yeah, I read all the rest of them on my little phone. And my eyes have thanked me for the addition of my Kindle.
I'm sure.
And I have since read a book on my phone and I was like, oh my gosh, my poor eyes.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder my eyesight has gotten worse.
That'll do it.
Drastically, but still.
Mm-hmm.
And Kindles for traveling are just
gotcha.
And I can read any time of the day.
Really?
I love to read. especially if I have a lot of time in the summer during the day in the sun on my deck is ideal.
That'll do it.
And then I do love to cuddle up at night before bed. And that's something you can't do.
No, I have a really hard time reading at night because my brain, like, it's hard for my brain to calm down at night naturally. I take, you know, melatonin or like whatever pretty much every night. Might be my caffeine intake. Or who's to say?
Anxiety. I don't know.
Maybe either. Anyway, so I think reading during the day is mostly audiobook, but I can't really read at night. Nighttime. I think it's because I can't read in my bed. The only thing I want to do at night is to get in my bed. So it's like, I'll read bath in the evening, or I'll read on my couch in the evening sometimes. But it's hard for me to read in the morning too, because I work an eight to five really. And so it's like, when am I going to get up at six to read? No. I'm not going to put the book down.
And
maybe I need to practice,
like,
self-control.
I think I prefer to read in silence.
Really?
I think I do. Mm-mm. Yeah. Unless I'm on like a busy bus, then I'll put soundtracks on in the background.
Mm. Any particular soundtracks?
Megan has curated... Okay, her whole Spotify playlists are so curated. It's insane. But she has made it was originally called the D&D playlist.
Mm-hmm. I think it's still called D&D, technically.
And it's, just banger after banger out of just all the best soundtracks. My favorite is when I was on a bus in Portugal and I made someone guess what I was listening to. And it was just like...
Skyrim.
Yeah, it actually was. And yes. I was like, wow, I'm so quirky. But I was like, you'll never guess what I'm listening to. And they were like, Taylor Swift. And I'm like, no. This specific song from The Witcher. And they were like, So I felt really cool.
That's
and
fantastic.
Special. And I had my main character moment at that time. And oh my gosh, one time I played that playlist when I was in Finland in the Laplands backpacking, and
that would feel epic.
Oh my gosh, it was insane. And like where we were in this valley, though, it was like the sunset and we were like climbing down. It felt like we were in the Lord of the Rings. And then I had like the Lord of the Rings and I think it was also just the Skyrim soundtrack playing. I felt so cool.
That would be incredible.
Wow.
I have specific playlists for like each type of book. So like I have some that are for like modern fast-paced books that don't really have words. I have some that are like the D&D podcast. D&D playlist is mostly for like fantasy, high fantasy books, you know. And then I have a sci-fi podcast that's more like the Interstellar soundtrack and stuff that's more, I almost said geometric. That is not what I'm looking for.
2023 was the year of romanticizing your life. And that is something...
What's not to romanticize?
I will carry through to 2024 because... Why not?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Just
life's
like...
too short.
Live life and not think you're the main character of your own story?
Exactly.
Who cares what other people think? Me, actually, a lot. Oh, so you and physical books, you like to... Okay. You're destroyed books, but you were mad when I destroyed your Silver Flames.
Okay. Listen. So I borrowed Teresa, or I lent Teresa, sorry.
We've mentioned this. Silver Flames, when I went to my family's trip to Hawaii.
Yes. And she came back. It was ruined.
It
water
was
damage.
Not that ruined.
Okay. But when you lend...
I
someone
know,
a book.
But you got it to me so I could bring it with me.
Correct.
And
what am I going to do? Make you get to through frost and starlight and not give you Silver Flames?
that's
like,
true.
That's demonic.
But you love to dog-ear your pages.
When I was younger, I dog-eared my pages. Now I just have like a collection of 30 bookmarks, whether that be like... a receipt, a playing card, a note someone has written me.
My favorite,
those are all of my
one of my favorite videos I've ever seen on the internet was a meme of that, and someone was like, don't dog your eight page, blah, blah, blah. Don't dog your page, use a rotisserie chicken. And they just like, it's just a picture of a rotisserie chicken in their book. And I
would do that.
Giggled. I really giggled.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's funny.
That's funny. It is.
I'm also, well, like, do you stick to a TBR at all?
I like to say I do, but I don't at all. I'm like, oh.
You like the aesthetic
of
a TBR.
I'll move that up on my TBR.
Liar.
No, I won't. I will have my TBR, but no, I'm fully a mood reader.
For people who aren't readers that listen to us because we're super fun and entertaining, a TBR is a to-be-read list where you have a list of all the books that you are hoping to read within a certain amount of time, or just like your endless list of books that are on hold that you're ready to read. So my TBR is also extremely long and I will never finish it in my lifetime. But that's the beauty of a TBR. You know, you had intention behind...
Yeah.
Look, you know?
Do you want to know the most probably disgraceful thing I've ever done?
I'm so ready for you to tell
me. It's not that. It's, well, an author reached out for me to beta read their book, and it was like the first one, and I was like, yeah. And then she sent it to me, and I got way too anxious and just never read it. But then she like released it, but she didn't. She never gave me an end date.
Oh.
So I didn't really know when to read it by, and then I was like, but what if I don't like it?
That is really stressful, but and I think that's the point.
I know. I just don't think I was made to be a beta reader.
No, I also think it's different if you're getting a beta read on, like, a document, like a PDF, and an already made book into, like, a paperback.
It was one I could download to my Kindle.
Oh, okay.
Then that's I'm pretty sure. And a beta reader is just someone, and if when authors like send out their books to be pre-read by readers before they like fully release it to the public. And so I felt really honored, and then I just panicked.
I feel like I've done that also.
I'm so
for
sorry
a lot
you.
Of my author friends, unfortunately. They'll send me like a chapter or something to read, and I've been really bad about like remembering to read that.
I know, because I want to like, then I don't want to like sit down and like really read it. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I never had that time, and that's why I'm like, I can't force myself to read something.
Mood reading,
which is just
mood reading's the vibe for 2024.
Kind of lame, but I accept that's who I am now.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we have some pretty similar habits considering like how different we came into reading, but
something the past year when my house was pretty full with my family, I would just text Megan, can I come over and read and just exist in her house, but just read an entire book.
It was pretty funny. My family at one point, at this point, I was living somewhat between like my family when I didn't have this apartment.
Who
like,
they are,
what are they called? Yes, just my family, my immediate family. And Teresa would be over for like 5 days just chilling on our porch.
I am now considered an honorary member.
You know what picture I found the other day?
What?
There's a picture of Teresa reading Throne of Glass. It's her first time reading Throne of Glass. There's a picture of her like laying in my bed taking a little nap, and behind her on the wall is the biggest spider I have ever seen. And you're just sitting there with like a smile. You read the book, but I took the picture knowing the spider was there.
You bitch.
And I was like, this bitch doesn't even know.
It's foreshadowing.
What do you mean it's foreshadowing?
In Throne of Glass.
Oh, yeah.
It's foreshadowing.
I was like, are you gonna turn into a spider? Or like, what are you foreshadowing?
No, I'm not.
I feel like we've done that a lot. Well, that's kind of how this podcast started as well. You'd come over, we'd have a little book club where we just would read our own books and be in each other's company. And then we'd start talking about stuff. And then people started saying, you have opinions. We want to listen to them. Are you regretting that decision now, dear audience? Do you want to know our opinions? I don't think you do. Or maybe you do.
Frankly, it is what it is.
It is what it is. you know, speaking of you being hot.
Oh, tell me more.
Hot takes.
More like hot cakes. Word. Yes, bookish hot takes. What is your number one?
Number one hot take. I feel like there's not a lot of things that I do that are a hot take, but you know what? Annotating.
Do you annotate?
No.
I don't either.
I think, my personal opinion, annotating is a time suck. No way am I going to embellish my page with a little house and a bunch of hearts. Like, I love that people are creative and want to illustrate, but mm-hmm. like, that doesn't mean you love the book more than anyone else who reads it. Because I feel like that's kind of like,
oh, I see.
Oh my God, you did this? You like it so much more than other people, and I just don't feel that. And like, maybe that's just like I the social like, media versus actuality sort of a thing.
I could see like scribbling a note, but also I never, if it is like an intense part, I'm not gonna stop and like pick up my pen and write it, because my writing is chicken scratch anyways. But I'm like, I am gonna bulldoze through.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
The only time I've ever even marked my or like drawn, I've underlined some things before, or when I've like little tabbed mm-hmm. my books, it's when I was reading Throne of Glass and I was waiting on a book, so I reread Queen of Shadows, and like those last few books I tabbed a bunch of them to my favorite like really cute parts or others.
Got it. Okay.
And those were the only books I've ever tabbed.
Got it. Yeah, I don't know. I bought myself tabs and I just never, well, it might be because I have neglected my physical books, but I also just like,
oh, real.
I don't know. If I have something I want to remember, I'll put it in the notes app.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll be like, quote, I'll rewrite the quote and do the page number in the book it's in.
I'll just take a picture of it.
That, yeah, or that.
Especially if I'm going to use it for a Bookstagram post. Mm. I'm just going to take a picture to know later on what page I want to go back to see. It's so much easier.
Gotcha. How about you? Hot take?
I love Happily Ever Afters. HEAs. I get the pain, the idea of like a not happily ever after, but I love them. I always want a happily ever after.
Mm.
Always.
Mm.
I love the rising action, the like intense drama,
mm-hmm.
but I love a happily ever after.
Like, what constitutes a happily ever after for you? Is it that like everyone
peace.
Is, oh, like you want a peaceful ending?
Yeah.
Okay.
You I don't, don't?
Know. I don't know. Like, it's got to be realistic to the story. If we're rebuilding after there was like a huge war and like all of that stuff, and it's like a rebuild sort of a thing.
Okay, yeah.
I am way more into that than
I like those.
There's suddenly peace across the land because the big bad died.
No.
And it is all good now.
No, it's like after such a busy life and people and characters that have gone through so much pain and anguish finally getting a break. That's what I like.
Got it.
And that's why I really liked the ending of Shadow and Bone, the trilogy,
mm-hmm.
because they were together and they were happy. And even though they were very broken, but they got to rebuild a life with each other, the two main characters. I won't go into it. And not a lot of people love that. And then the show twisted it, and I did not like the show. I loved the show. Shadow and Bone casted perfectly. Leigh Bardugo. It was casted perfectly. And then the plot just fell apart.
Mm.
And then they didn't get re-upped for a second or a third season. And did the crows deserve more? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But no. I love a happily ever after. And the show took that away from me.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of that, are you more of a like read the book first and then watch the movie? Or like...
I am.
I know there's like a lot of like discourse about movies to books and vice versa.
I am, and that's why it's been hard for me to, one, read Lord of the Rings, because I have just watched the movies my entire life. And then with Harry Potter, when I was first reading that growing up, I read the first four and then just kept reading those over and over again because I had watched all the movies first, so I knew it was going to happen. Oh. And I wanted to avoid going through that. And then finally in high school, I finished them and cried. And it was great. But I really have to devote time to read a series that I've already watched. But we did do a little experiment. Mm-hmm. And so I'm currently reading a book that I already watched the movie for. So we'll see how it is for me to read that. Mm-hmm. And I prefer to read the books first.
I would agree with that. I think I know some people are like, it's so much easier to visualize who the people are. And like, I don't have to use my imagination.
What if they get it wrong? What if they get it wrong?
Yeah.
I wrote in high school, mm-hmm. my book versus movie comparison was Ella Enchanted.
Interesting.
The book versus the movie with Anne Hathaway, that is a beloved movie to some, but absolutely not. They destroyed that story. The book is so good. It's justice. So good. And the relationship between Char and Ella is mm-hmm. so much better in the books. And the movie just ruined it. I wrote a very passionate paper in the 11th grade about it.
You know what? I wrote that same paper in the 11th grade. Not on Ella Enchanted, but mine was about The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak.
Were you four?
It's a so-so. There are things that are in the book that I think the movie could never have captured. Like, it's a story about World War II. It's about a young girl who, like, was Russian, that grew up with this German family, and they house a Jewish man, obviously, and he lives in the basement.
Hide him from
whatever. Yeah. Great book, recommend it. But in the book you get so much more of Liesl's inner monologue
and which death
is the whole point. Yeah, the whole narrator is death, and I don't think that was translated well in the movie compared to the book. And they also messed up some scenes in the movie. Like, there's a whole part where Liesl sees Max, the Jewish man, again, like, walking to a death camp.
Yeah.
That never happens in the movie.
Oh, really?
No. It just... It's
and they
like
kiss.
Her imagining. They do kiss.
They Why Movies are always happen? Adding kisses. Like, in The Giver, the guy kisses the girl, but in the book, they don't.
Oh, no, it's vice versa in Book Thief.
They kiss in the book?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't in the movie? I thought they kissed in the movie. Oh, well, scratch that, I guess. Yeah. I was just wrong.
That memory of yours. Steel trap.
More like a rusted wood bucket.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The other hot take I have is how books are becoming a luxury. There's many special editions.
They kind of started as a luxury, though.
I know, but like, considering that like the world is so advanced, like, books should be more available for people. And I know there's libraries and stuff, but like, I don't like the economics of special editions and like preying upon people to have all of the versions of something.
My hottest take with that is I don't like special editions with special bonus chapters.
Yeah.
Per like different special edition, because
there's like six different bonus chapters depending on the version you get.
Do those not apply to the plot then? Like, what is the purpose of them if they're not going to be in all the editions?
That's a ploy. Yeah.
And as long as they have it in one place, you can access them all. But I just think it's rude and not inclusive.
What's the point of, like...
And why have it?
I mean, like, I get why they have it, because money. But, you know, okay. Just as, like, doesn't make me feel good as a reader.
No.
It makes me feel like I'm
inadequate,
preyed upon.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know.
I'm missing out because I can't afford 10 versions of this one book.
It's like, oh, I have the prettier version that's now worth $500 online.
I will say, I do judge books by their covers.
Genuinely.
If you
people
don't
be like, you don't judge a book by its cover.
Absolutely, I do.
Yes, you do.
They're half of my decoration. It's like how my grandma says, reading is what I do, but books are how I decorate. And pretty books, I am drawn to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So put your money in that and not in special chapters at the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I find myself gravitating towards books that have better covers. I totally agree with that. Like, I don't know. There's something about it. Like, I'm not going to pick up a book that just has, like, for example, Twilight. What draws me to that book that's, like, a black book with an apple on the front that looks like it's under a spotlight?
Is it an apple or is it a pomegranate?
I don't know because I've never read them nor watched the books. Or watched the books. Watched the movies. Neither Harry Potter, though. So, I haven't read those.
I love those covers, though. The illustrations are so... Yeah, they're so... Nostalgic. They're nostalgic.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't know. But it is ugly covers. It's so disappointing when the book cover's pretty and the book is bad. Like Book of Night by Holly Black. And I love like the Shadow and Bone, all that universe. I love the Grishaverse. But King of Scars and Rule of Wolves have the prettiest books and they were the most boring to me.
You know what else?
So disappointed.
The fake stickers.
Oh my gosh.
Why would you design a book with a fake sticker? That is so stupid.
Why put a sticker on it?
Marketing has gone too far. I say that as a marketer. It has gone too far and it's stupid.
I hate the stickers. I hate them.
No, and then they're ugly. They don't match the aesthetic.
If you take it off and it ruins the cover.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the ones that are like stuck on there, designed onto the cover.
I know. I'm talking about any variation of the sticker being
also
on the book.
I mean, unless it's that Barnes & Noble 30% off or, you know, whatever. I can handle that. That's fine. Okay. No, but.
No, I'm so against it.
Choices. Choices.
I'm so angered.
I
don't care if it's a Barnes & Noble special edition. I don't care if it's an anniversary edition. Put that in the cover. Don't put that as a sticker on the cover.
Say it louder.
No, I don't want to hurt people's ears. I probably already have.
I don't know. Do you have any other hot takes?
I don't know.
You know what? You can only read one book at a time. Tell me about that.
That's basically it. I can only read one book at a time.
That's crazy to
me. Because I like to like stay in that world when I'm not reading it. And my brain can only handle so much. I kind of have the emotional capabilities of a teaspoon. Me and Ron Weasley, we get it. And yeah, I just want to be able to put all my attention on that book. My ADHD does not really allow me to, if I start another book, then I'm just gonna keep going with that book and I'm gonna ditch the other book.
Gotcha.
Unlike you.
Yeah, I read about 6 books at a time on average. Probably like that's my max.
Psycho.
So it's 2 ebooks, 2 audiobooks, and 2 physical books. Like I try and do it that way. I've gotten better. Now I'm only reading like 3-ish, 4-ish books right now. Like in the grand scheme of things, but it's really easy for my brain to differentiate between an audiobook and a physical book. It's my inner monologue reading the story compared to someone else's like voice reading the story. So those are completely separate in my brain. Like that's kind of how my brain can chunk it.
Okay.
You know, and ebooks, I really only read on my Kindle if it's a novella. So I don't have to pay for the physical book or like whatever. I've noticed that I do that on my Kindle.
That's fair.
So it's really easy for me to just be like, oh, check, done. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is a hot take that I read that many books at a time. You know? But.
Dang, yeah.
Do.
What are we reading right now? No.
You won't. What are you reading, Teresa Grace?
My whole name. I am still working on Lord of the Rings, but I am starting A Fate Inked in Blood now into that. Love the Norse. I haven't read a Norse fictional anything.
Oh.
Ever.
That's ever? Super exciting.
And so it's really fun. And like, I love How to Train Your Dragon. I know it's not the same, but like.
I love that. This is the standard.
In my brain, it just compares to that.
Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, totally get it.
And I'm excited to see where it takes me.
Amazing. No, I am reading it with you, and I am also very excited. So, as some of you are with us, we said that we were going to start last week. We have not touched it because we both have busy, busy lives, but I purchased it on Kindle. I'm becoming a Kindle girly.
You are. That makes sense for you, though.
I'm eating it up now. I know. So I got it on Kindle, and I'm super excited, even though I'm missing those blue foiled edges. This is a beautiful book.
Ugh. It's such a pretty book. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. But if you are reading it too, let us know if you want to be a part of a little Zoom book club, because we've had someone reach out and I do think it would be kind of fun if we did, because that would be silly and fun.
I agree. I am currently reading Aurora's End by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff still. I'm like just finishing up that series, and oh my God, how have I not read this final book? Like, I have read the first two books like 4 years ago.
You've had the books, yeah, for forever.
I just haven't read the last one because I was waiting for it to come in paperback and like the whole thing, and it took forever to come out. Now I understand why. Oh my God. I know a lot of you aren't going to read this, and it's not really spoilers, but basically, like, their found family group team, whatever, is chunked into three parts.
Chunked.
Where one is moved to the future. One group's moved to the future. One group's moved to the past. And one group is stuck in a time loop where every time they die, they go back to the same, like, right at the hour.
Dang.
And it's so interesting. I'm obsessed with it. And one of the characters that's moved to the past, the people in the future meet him in the future. It's such a, like, my brain.
Oh, that's sick.
It's so good. I'm like, this is a book written by Amy Kaufman, like, to a T. I am eating it up. So yeah, I really loved that. It's been great. That's love a good sci-fi. Oh. I haven't read a good sci-fi in a minute that I haven't already read. I'm a chronic rereader. So like what, I like, am I gonna like it?
Dare I say, I don't pathological know.
Just maybe. But no, it's been really good, and I've loved it. So
that's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up The Fellowship of the Ring, and I honestly have only tried to read it twice in like in the past month.
Oh my God.
haven't really. I don't know. I think it's just like
Gandalf stuck in
so
your head.
Daunting to me to read it. But my sister, who I said I'd read it with, has already like is into Two Towers and said, oh, this might ruin the movies for you, even, because it's kind of ruining the movies for her, because there's so many little pieces that are not in the movies that are so epic. Like, Aragorn never shied away from wanting to be king. Like, in the books, he always, like,
had that fire within
him. And I was
him.
Like, what? That changes so much about his character. I'm like, either way, Viggo Mortensen.
That's an interesting choice.
Slayed Aragorn. Son of Arathorn.
He's sexy.
Last of Dúnedain. And I know I just gotta do it, but then I gotta stop looking at it like I just gotta do it, because then I'm like, then I'm not gonna do it, because I think I have,
yes,
pathological demand avoidance.
You do have that.
I just gotta convince my mom. Yeah, she's like, that's just a regular person, and I'm like, Mom, I think this is actually me, though.
Mom, I have a disorder.
I'm
special.
Just tell me I'm special. Let me go. But otherwise, I think I'm going to like put it not on the back burner, but make it my summer long read.
Like,
it does feel like a summer book.
I feel like you need to read another book with that. I think that's hard to just pick up. And like, that's the only book you're reading personally.
Yeah. Well, it's just calm. And I haven't read a calm book in a while. So it's almost like a shock. Because it's like,
you're like, where's the
there's
trauma?
So many high-paced books out there now. And right. I'm like, it's lame if I can't not read high-paced books to me. Because I'm like,
but like the movies are fast-paced. It's because they're trying to shove so much into it.
There's a lot going on in the books that are
valid.
But I get it. And I hope the best for myself.
I wish you the best realm out of this reading slump.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't really identify it as a reading slump until recently, where I'm like, yeah, damn, that is where I'm at.
You haven't read. Yeah. I've been asking. Normally, I'm the one in the slump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
work.
Alas.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
And we'll see you on the next page.